and welcome to another edition of The Gayutan, a show that Esther Green and myself, Diane McGachran, put together each month on helpful ways of using our minds, but also helpful ways of being in the world. So today's show, we're going to talk about some really important memories, Esther, that you were sharing with me from your childhood. So we're going to focus on how elders can be particularly helpful to children's development and their sense of well-being, right? And I really love the stories that you told, and I'm glad that you're going to share them here. So if you wanted to begin with talking about some of those memories you had when you were a child about planting good things into children in the way that you are with them, like that.
I was thinking about when I was growing up, and before my mind fully grow up to be like an adult man, I didn't even think of anything. But these things came back, and during that time when they were happening, they didn't mean anything to me.
Right, but then when you look back on it.
Right, yeah, when I start looking back on it, they have a deep, deep meaning.
Yeah, so tell us about a couple of those memories that you look back on it now and you realize how powerful those experiences were with elders.
Mm-hmm. And I noticed that during my childhood, elders were very observant, and they liked to notice and be kind and be soft and humble towards young people. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's a really sweet, that's a nice way to put it, being soft and kind toward young people.
The one of the roles elders plant good things in you that you might not be aware of.
Nice. Yep.
Mm-hmm. To help kids' growth, development, well-being.
Yeah. Tell me that story about the elder who told you you're my daughter, and kind of how that kind of feeling that gave you?
Mm-hmm. When I was a baby, both of my grandparents died. And my other uncles passed away. So I grew up only with my mom. I didn't have a father around me. Whenever elders see me playing out or working outside, they would say, "What's my daughter doing outside?"
Oh.
You know?
Sweet.
Because I was named after their relative.
Oh, Yeah.
So they call me their daughter. So, gives me the sense of that's part of my family.
Yeah, and that sense of being connected.
Mm-hmm. Sense of belonging.
Mm. I liked when you said how it gave you a feeling of also belonging to every family.
Mm-hmm.
Like you had a place everywhere in your small community.
Yeah. I was something. It made me feel the whole village is my relative. Even the elders around there, they're like my grandma.
Yeah.
Because they call me their daughter or mom or grandma.
Right.
Yeah.
And do you think, you might not have known it as a child, but when you look back on it, how do you think that helped you?
Makes me feel like I matter.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I'm just as important as other people.
Oh my gosh. And probably when you were young like that, you didn't think about it in that way, right? It's when you look back on it and
yeah.
you realize, wow, mm-hmm. that really had an effect on you. That's cool.
Mm-hmm.
I like that.
Just make me feel good. Mm-hmm. That's it. No deeper thinking, no higher thinking, nothing.
That's it, yeah.
Just give me warmth and soft feeling.
Oh, I just think that I would want I want that for every child, for them to have a feeling like that. Oh, that's really nice. And I like your cultural practice of the way people are named after relatives who have passed. Uh-huh. I think that's a beautiful practice.
Yes, yeah. Yes. That way in treating other kids, not only me, but other kids too, mm-hmm. boys and girls. Mm-hmm. They're those families who may be grieving.
That loved one that you're named after.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
For themselves to connect with their loved ones that have gone mm-hmm. from this world.
So it's kind of a two-way street. Like, it makes you feel a sense of belonging, and then it also gives that elder a feeling of connection to their loved one that passed.
Mm-hmm.
I like that back and forth. That's very nice.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then you also talked about how nice it is what happens when elders are holding a baby and cooing on the baby, mm-hmm. even if it's not their own grandchild or yeah. great-grandchild.
It gives you nothing but good feeling.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. And that's it.
Yeah, that's nice.
And makes you want to go visit them, because once you go in, you're welcome.
I like that. That's very nice.
Mm-hmm. And you only go sit down when the host tells you, come over here and sit right here.
Mm-hmm.
Or some of them would be, come and sit down my lap. I want to hold you. So good to see and watch elders taking a little baby too, and baby talk to them,
mm-hmm.
cooing them.
Do you want to say in Yukden a little bit about both things that you talked about? One was just what it was like for you to feel when an elder would say, oh, you're my daughter, or just that that feeling it would give you, and then also what it's like to see elders being so kind and warm to babies, mm-hmm. cooing. Nice. So you told a couple of I really like the stories you told about your mom and how she handled your berries and the fish that you cut. And that goes along with what we're talking about, the way that we help children feel welcome, help them feel like they belong. And your mom had a nice thing that she would do. What was that about your berries?
My berries or white greens or fish that I cut copying her. She never mixed what I did, what I've done, what I picked. She never mixed them with hers.
Yeah, she kept your berries separate.
Separate.
And then what would she do?
And when she bring them in the smokehouse, my things have a space in there, too.
Uh-huh.
So when they're ready, my job is to what was separated for each elder or my adopted family. Those were the ones that I'm responsible to bring.
Give. Oh, so she took your berries and made separate piles and then told you, okay, bring this pile to that elder, this one to this one. Yeah, so did you ever feel like, well, wait a minute, I picked all those berries?
No, it was naturally.
Yeah, I like that.
Naturally doing when I became aware. That was a thing to do for me. And there's no such thing as, I don't want to give these away because I picked them. They're for us. There was no such words like that.
Wow, nice. That is really cool. She did that with your fish that you cut, too.
Everything.
I think that's so interesting that she separated yours from hers so that when you delivered that to the elder, it was genuinely from your work. Either you had picked it, you had cut it. And I just really like that your mom did that.
Yeah.
When you look back on it, what do you think that, how did that help you in your growth, your development as a girl?
To be honest, that I should not lie, saying, I have none. I have no, I would give you something, but I have none. Nothing like that.
Okay, okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, she was.
That's a good teaching.
Absolutely, yeah.
To be fully honest about. There was never that kind of thinking, the children.
Nice. I like that, too.
Mm-hmm.
So that had a good impact on your feeling of well-being, too, huh?
Yeah.
Oh, I like that. And then what was it like when you went to the house and you would give it to the elder? How would they react?
They would coo me and they would thank me and they would smell me. They would smell my neck.
Yeah, they.
How lovingly and kindly.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
You must have loved making those deliveries.
It's not only me, it's the other children, too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Because we were all taught to be natural givers.
Yeah, right.
And, the more their loving and kindness, I see, it blends into my system.
Oh.
Forever.
That's beautiful.
Somewhere along the way, I probably forgot all that.
Yeah.
What it really means to other people.
Uh-huh.
To give away, to be a giver. And this one also connects to education. Yeah, everything is education.
Yeah.
This one in words to feed your brain.
Yeah.
that what you learn, you give away.
Oh, so you pick berries, you give them away. Whatever you learn, you share back.
And give them away.
Oh, see, that's really nice. That's like carrying it into sort of the modern day.
Yeah.
And using it for different, putting that meaning onto what we do nowadays, like with education. Because mm-hmm. I hear elders say that in my classroom a lot, like, what you learn doesn't belong to you.
Mm-hmm.
It belongs to everyone in your community, and you have to share it. And what's nice is the way that's connected with that old practice
mm-hmm.
of giving things to elders. And I like, yeah, berries and fish. Do you want to describe that a little bit in Yukden? The way your mom divided the berries and you would go and deliver like that?
Juna khotot npe kami khui ngatama kutwani asa kasri pitat kurluki yugnun akhtakhluku atkst mai lightnun was chiulgen gnun juna khotama kutwi challaqa payukhluki khui awluklimnik khui inilimnik khui kituhtlimnik khui aqpalmnik yulqumk tamakuttammai khui ngaltoai kimattorn pifkinni allatlu mikilmut tornayuqluta anglitsaamaluuta iqunqarluniillu piilngoriaraamuk pinqinqmaxuq piilngoalaquuma illini piitpaart. Even if I have something to share, if I cheat on myself, say I have none, because I don't want to give this away.
Yeah.
Well, in the future, that might become true. And, you know, they tell us, watch what you think.
Yeah.
Because what you think can become the truth.
I know. Or take you in a direction you don't really want to go
in. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And you were thinking that every culture can kind of relate to some of what you're saying. And that's really true. I mean, when I was growing up, like, if our neighbor needed something, you know, my dad would say, oh, go over there and help them do that. Or, you know, like, I would babysit or...
Mm-hmm.
But we moved around a lot, so we didn't get a chance to do a lot of that. But I really appreciate the meaning of it and how it can help children. It just helps them develop as a human being.
Mm-hmm.
It's more than just them going and sharing. It was really helping you. And look at, like, you're older now, but you have a good memory of how good it felt to do that.
Mm-hmm.
So it sticks with you your whole life.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, every culture, Albanians, Koreans, Kazakhs,
mm-hmm.
Italian, Chinaman,
uh-huh.
You know.
Yeah.
All of them, they have elders.
Yes.
They have good teachers.
Mm-hmm.
And if it's a good one, you have to carry it on. You have to live it, not just hear about it.
I know. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's a nice point.
You may have a lot of cars, boats, and whatnot, all the material stuff. We didn't have all that. But to give away what we have, it means I have everything to give.
Oh, my gosh.
Okay, that is beautiful right there. Mm-hmm. That could be like on a poster. Wow.
Anyone can do this. It's not...
Yeah.
Nobody will criticize you for doing my way.
True. Yeah.
Me, as an observer, I will be happy.
Yeah.
You're doing that.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Kind of has a ripple effect. And then what is this Yuktan word here?
Karuyu.
Yeah, what is that meaning? Like teachings?
Yeah, teaching. You can take all what we talked about. Karuyu. You give it to people that can use it and practice it.
Yes.
Karuyu.
Oh, okay. That seems like a powerful word.
Yes, it
word.
Is.
Yeah, it has a good, deep meaning.
Mm-hmm. Elders use this karuyu. Chiulam ta karuyu atoktokuluku karagutlakay.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. No matter how many years ago, the sparkling messages will go back to your beautiful mind to soothe your being.
Oh my gosh. Okay. Mm-hmm. I think that's the perfect way to end. Thank you so much, Esther. Yeah. I really like connecting those deeper cultural practices to what we know helps children, because your people already knew all of that and they were practicing it in the culture all the time. I like highlighting that, you know.
You know what? Hmm. Now asking question is open.
Mm-hmm.
It's not like the time when I was growing up. I was not allowed to ask questions.
Oh, kids ask more questions nowadays. Mm. That's true.
Nowadays we can go to elder and that.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Even your ancestors, they have something in their mind to tell you that you don't know about.
That's true, yes. The thing I liked about, and then I had a little of this growing up too, like as a child, you're not supposed to ask a lot of questions because you're supposed to learn how to be a good observer and to watch and to be good at paying attention. And so if you have a question in your mind, you're first supposed to look around, see if you can get that, and then you ask the question. But as a child, parents wanted you to be very good observers and notice everything around you, which I think is also a really important strength for children to work on and develop. Be good, good observers. Notice things.
Yes.
And I
just
meant,
like Yupik culture.
Yeah.
Or maybe other cultures too.
Right, right.
Mm-hmm.
Sort of let your, you know, that helps the curiosity, develop curiosity by looking around and noticing things and putting two and two together. That kids do in their, you know, when they're developing. That's nice. Okay, well, we're going to close our show for today. And
yes.
Wish everyone who's listening a wonderful day. And if you have ideas on topics you'd like to hear Esther and I talk about, you can call 907-543-3131. And just let Iris or whoever's answering the phone that day, Rita, let them know a topic and they'll get the word to us.
Mm-hmm. Ja, bichti.
Thank you for listening to Igayutet, hosted by Diane McGachran and Esther Green. produced by KYUK.